Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. What up, what up, what up, Blog Talk Radio? I am on Facebook Live at the moment. Whew. Okay, finally got it together. I'm finally recording. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is episode 3 of season 2. No, it's not. This is episode 3 of season 3. Tequila Talks with Toya. I'm trying to get it together. I'm doing tonight's show from a different location. And so, it kind of took me a minute to get everything together, but we're getting it together. I'm finally live on Instagram. So what up, y'all? Tonight's show is Secret Tales of the Ghost Follower. What y'all know about ghost followers? Talk to me about them. Of course, please go ahead and call me. Call me. My phone number is 718-508-9968. Again, we're talking about ghost followers. I just knew that Secret Tales of the Ghost Follower was like so super cute and bomb. So it's really like creepy though. And a mysterious being, you know, it's just like they're there, but they're not really there. What are y'all thoughts on them? I really wanted to do this show. This topic is episode 2, but literally right when I was about to go ahead and create the show, I had seen a post, and it was like, don't focus on the ghost followers, focus on the people that support you. And I was like, oh, so it's just like, you know, I was feeling all like in a bad mood and shitty, like I like to feel. It was something uplifting. I was like, damn, like, I can't even be in one of my little moods. Like, but, hey, girl, thank you for tuning in. Thank you to my followers for tuning in. You need to call. But tonight's show, tonight's show is the Secret Tales, or no, it's not that. It's Secret Tales of the Ghost Follower. What are y'all thoughts on ghost followers? Are you a ghost follower, homegirl? I think you might be. But that's all I want you to call. Because, oh, yeah. Like, okay. I got all the way off topic. But somebody else was like, you know, what I was saying was that's the reason why I decided not to do it as episode 2 was because somebody was like, you know, we shouldn't focus on the ghost followers. And, of course, just because I acknowledge something doesn't mean that, like, I'm focusing on it or, you know, it's just that heavy on me, is weighing that heavy on me. I mean, it's just, like, you can just go ahead and, like, admit to how you feel about things without it necessarily, you know, being an issue. Thank you, girl. They stiff as a motherfucker. They stiff as hell. But, thank y'all. I can't wait till these shits drop. Okay. Sorry. Somebody said they like my locks. But yes, y'all. So that's the reason why I was like, man, okay, fuck it. I'm not going to focus on negative things. I'm not going to talk about ghost followers. But then I spoke with somebody else who was like, you know what? Like, I'm a ghost follower, but like, I don't mean no harm. Like, I'm not trying to be offensive. And I was like, right. So I was like, this is a good topic. It's debatable. You know, it's a lot of different views on it. So y'all call me. I got to call her right now. Phone number is 718-508-9968. We're talking about ghost followers. I also kind of want to get into fence. Yeah, no, because I love you, Tyra. Thank you for tuning in. Y'all, that's so crazy because I was just about to say. I also want to get into fence this. why do people have fences? Let me know. I want to know. Like, I really want to get the tea. I love tea. And, you know, even though I don't always agree with everything, I can definitely relate to everything. I hope y'all can hear me. I'm speaking in this mic. Oh, and I told myself I sounded so loud the other day, so I told myself not to really talk into the mic too much. Damn. I'm over here sounding like fucking Barry White into the fucking microphone. I'll be like, hey, baby, what's going on? What y'all talking about? Instagram always got some shit going on. Like, you know, y'all can't hear. It's always a motherfucking problem with y'all. Okay, but listen. Yes, we're talking about ghost followers. Are you a ghost follower? Do you feel... like, is it necessary? Like, you... okay, so I'm definitely the type of follower. I'm commenting on everything. I'm heart eyes, and I'll be just being that bitch like, throwing that shit out. Like, like, this shit is free. It's the nicest thing I feel like I can do. Oh, my collar hung up. Sorry. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, it's what, I think it's what I'm supposed to be doing. So whatever. I always give out my likes. I don't understand. Together. I mean, I always need to pull. I don't know. I know I cannot see. How do you make the font bigger? I'm fenced to do something. Oh, haha. That's so fucking annoying. Y'all stupid. Look. So a Finsta is a fake Instagram page. Talk to me about it. Why do you have a Finsta? What do you do with it that you can't do on your regular Instagram page? So, because I feel like it's a few Finstas that follow me now, and, you know, I really be, and, oh, they get on my nerves, they get on my nerves, but, I mean, it's like, I think, you know, and when I did watch the episode of Grown-ish, I felt like, you know, it was kind of, because I am, like, a nosy bitch, I am pretty nosy, but, whatever I can't, but that's the thing with me, whatever I can't go see on my page, I can just get one of my friends to go see. Them bitches don't care about nothing. So if it's something that I don't feel comfortable with going to see on my page, I can just tell one of my friends to go see it, and then they'll check it out for me. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't really got to do too much in that area. But, yeah, that's that on that with fences. And to me, it just kind of correlates with ghost followers because, you know, like, if you just got people just there to only watch you, you know, like, that's what I'm saying. If you do have a fence, then try to be more personable about your shit. Throw out some lights here and there just so you won't look so creepy. Like, I don't get it. That was also another question that I had. Is there room for introverts on social media? Like, do you necessarily have to be social on social media? Can you just be on there and just to be on there, you know? Yeah, I guess just for inspiration. I don't know. If you're not, you know, interacting on social media, it could be a little weird. It could be weird. So, you know, but again, these are just my thoughts. I can be pretty close-minded to some things. I love when people give me a new perspective. Give me a call, y'all. I don't know why my caller hung up. Was I talking too much? I don't get it. My phone number is 718-508-9968. We are talking about ghost followers. Are you a ghost follower? Do you have ghost followers? I mean, like, how does it make you feel? I did see Drea. She had posted. She was like, I don't know. Once I Googled this, too, the ratio is, I think, like 1%. Is that... like, if you have, is that, wait, y'all. I don't know fractions. I don't even know why I got up here and tried to even, why did I throw that out there? Fuck. I don't really know fractions, but ratio said that, Jasmine, can you help me out? Because you're really, really good with numbers. The study showed that for every 1,000 followers, you may get 100 likes. So is that like 10%? All right. Anyways, so yeah, don't feel bad about shit, y'all. Nobody's liking anybody's shit. And I don't know, but at the same time, I don't really have a lot of followers. And I'm letting y'all know right now, I do get extra offended by this social media shit. I understand that we're not supposed to. I mean, it's not something I dwell on, but it is something I take into consideration because at this point, I am promoting something. I'm not really, I guess I'm selling myself. I don't know. Like they have found it. Yeah. But you know, yeah, like I need for people to not ghost follow me. I need for people to support me and things like that. So if you're not doing that, then can you like stop following me? Like, why would you be gonna follow me anyway? But one thing I have noticed, that's one thing I wanna bring up too. What thank you, Ashley. You're so smart. I needed a real one. One thing I have noticed is I'm good at breaking the ice with shit. So a lot of the time, you know, I'll just like start DMing. I've met a lot of friends on social media. I sound so corny. All right. I was trying to get Facebook back on and popping. But, you know, I've met a lot of friends on social media. And I always break the ice. I'm just like, oh, you know, like I'm always telling girls you're pretty. Like, if you look good, you just look good. Like, why not say something? Like, if we were in person, I would say something. So, whatever, I'm just out here, you know, throwing my compliments. And I noticed that after a while, like, you know, it's just reciprocated. And that's what, you know, that's what I can appreciate. It. And it's always like that. You get the energy you give. Keep that in mind, too. Carla, I hope you heard the little beep. You are now on air. Please don't waste my time. I only got a few more minutes. No, I'm playing. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hey.
Ooh, you sound
lucky. How are
you? I had a whole Bluetooth speaker that I was supposed to plug up, but I didn't. Okay. I hope my followers or live can hear you. But what's up? Can you talk to me? What's going on? How do you feel about those followers?
Ain't nothing going on, girl. You know, I honestly feel like I'm a ghost follower.
Okay.
Like, I find myself on social media every day. I mean, I'm not going to say all day because I do got a job, but I will get on there every day, and I don't necessarily post anything every day. I mean, I congratulate people when I feel like a congratulations is due, but as far as, I mean, what? I don't understand why every day when I get on social media, it's expected that I should let social media know that I am there.
Okay, because definitely every time I'm on social media, like, I definitely comment on something, repost something. Like, I do that probably every day. So you don't do that every day?
No, I wouldn't say that. Like, I mean, I get on. It's nice to get on when people got going on in their life. You know, people getting married, having babies, starting their family. It's just nice to just get on social media and see what people like you went to high school with, how they're doing in their life. You know, it's just,
right.
It's a platform to be nosy, to be all the way real. Like, you just get on there and see what people got going on in their life. And like I say, I don't necessarily feel like I have to comment just because I'm there.
Right, I get that. It's definitely a platform for people to be nosy or for people to just kind of be in your business. That's what it's there for. You have to expect that. But I do just think, like, okay, so when you don't interact with people, like, is it that you're, like, angry? Like, you're on social media mad? Or you just, like, you just feel like you just don't got to, like, you, whenever you see nice stuff, do you just, like, smile on the inside and just keep it there? For yourself, like,
your post on
social
media,
I'm not
going to
share it with that person.
So, you know, sometimes I will see something that you post and just laugh to myself about it, and maybe I keep scrolling, maybe I laugh at it or like it. It depends on how I'm feeling that day. Just because I'm on there, though, and I saw it does not necessarily mean that I have to let you know that I was there and I saw it. And I feel like that's where the issue is. Just, I feel like your show tonight is pretty much saying that just because you're there, you should let it be known that you are there and like
sure.
Home because you're there already.
Yeah. I feel awkward when I don't do it. So like the other day I was on somebody's page and I was just like scrolling. I was just scrolling through their page and I realized that like I had like looked at like so many of their fucking pictures and I didn't like any. And I was like, this is kind of weird. It felt weird. So I just had to go through and like a few.
But I had, because I looked at like 30 of them bitches, and I'm like, damn, I ain't going to like none. Like, girl, like a picture? Shit. So, yeah, you do. I mean, so it feels weird for me not to. Like, it's just like, I'm just on here just being a creep.
But
it makes you feel like
you.
A creep because you saw it and you didn't acknowledge it.
Yes, like, yes, yeah. So are you just, are you the type of person to, like, walk into a party and kind of, like, be funny acting with everybody there? That, like, you don't speak to people that you know? Are you that type of person?
Nah, for the most part, if I do go to a party, I would be drunk, so I would be friendly and wanting to talk to people. I do consider myself an introvert. So for the most part, I do say to myself, is that what you're asking? I don't know.
I don't necessarily
just consider myself to be the person that goes out and want to be talking to everybody and just be in everybody's face. Like, you know, I say to myself, mm-hmm. and I'm cool with, you know, just being
yeah.
that way. I guess it's okay for me to not have to be seen all the time, I guess.
Right. But, you know, I was going to say, like, a lot of people that are kind of, like, social have been using, like, the introvert word. And I forgot that word existed, which is why I didn't say it earlier. But, yeah, like, so many people have just been saying it. Like, it's just, like, a cool thing. Like, I'm an introvert. Like, leave me alone. I can't talk to anybody. And it's like, oh, my gosh. Like, but then, like, I don't know. To me, it's just, like, y'all don't be out here having fun and I can't see. But, yeah, back to what I was saying. For me, it's just, like, I don't know. It's almost... It seemed like an excuse to be funny acting sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Or just to kind of, it's almost really,
you know what?
Kind of like getting deep. It's probably getting to like in depression. You know what I'm saying? Like when people just get in their moods, like, you know, some people like we're human. So we just all get like moody. And sometimes you just don't want to talk to people. Like, but that doesn't necessarily mean like you're an introvert. Like, cause you like attention. You like to be in people's face. You know what I'm saying? It's just like when you feel like it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess. And I mean, I don't know. I don't want to make it seem like I'm just like, I don't want to make it seem like when I get on social media and I don't like people post or I'm not letting it be known that I'm there, that I am being funny acting. No, it's like that I know that I am funny acting. It is just the way that it is. So
yeah,
I just
I
say to myself,
funny acting. I would never use the word introvert to describe you.
You would really?
Never. I would never use that word. No, when I meet, when it, it's like certain people, like when I bring certain, if I were to, like my boyfriend, when I bring people around him off back, I'd be like, look, this nigga is kind of like me. Like, every time, anytime I bring anybody
you don't think
around,
I'm like your boyfriend, though? You don't think I'm kind of like an introvert like him? I don't know.
No,
I kind of feel like I'm just compared to him. That's funny.
I think you're a little bit more friendlier. You know what I'm saying? You can be just as shady. You know, but yes. Thank you so much for calling me, though. Was there anything else that you... Let me see. Did I ask you a question? I don't feel like you... Did you answer all my questions? Oh, okay. So is there... That's the question I need you to answer before you go. Is there a person that you follow on social media that you don't really like their posts? Like, you see the post and you go, what the fuck, stupid ass? But you don't want to unfollow them because
oh, my gosh. It's so funny that you say that because literally just yesterday I was talking to my boyfriend about that. It is a girl who I'm following on social media, and every time she posts something, it literally just kind of that's me. It makes me mad. What she posts makes me mad. So
what she do?
And, you know, and
what
I have
kind of,
it's just her pictures. It's just, you know, I'm going to have to send you. I'm going to send you a screenshot.
Yeah. Some people do post like ugly ass ratchet ass shit, and you just kind of don't want
to
be their friends anymore.
I'm gonna show it to you. But the pictures just really get on my nerves. So every time I see the pictures, it really is like, oh my gosh, that's really how I feel inside, and I never like anything. And I won't unfollow this girl because I feel bad. I don't know. I just feel bad and don't want to unfollow her. But you know, I don't know.
Right.
But for the most part, other than her situation, if it is somebody that I come across and I like, you know what I'm saying, I don't like their pictures ever, I delete them. Because like, I'm tired of seeing their stuff. It's no way for me to be
following. It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off.
I don't
I'm so ready to say that. But yeah, right. That's exactly how I feel. Like, I'm not going to be a ghost follower. Like, if you're getting on my nerves, then I'm just going to have to unfollow you. Then I'll probably, then when I see you, I'll definitely lie about it or something like that.
Like,
I didn't know. What the fuck? I wonder why I wasn't seeing you. I mean,
you blocked me or something.
Right. That shit is all on you. I ain't got nothing to do with that. But thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. I hope you continue to tune in and listen to the remainder of the show. Thank you, Shawty.
Of course. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Bye. I wonder why is this, I just feel like this has been. Yeah, I have this on a tripod and it's not. Oh my gosh, y'all are crazy. Okay, so anyways, please call me, y'all. Let me pin my phone number. Let me pin my phone number in for Instagram. I do that too. I mean, I think I always drop the phone number. First of all, okay, yes, I will. I keep it on a tripod because I want to, I mean, I want to get like a whole little vibe going on. So, you know, I'll try to feel the ambiance, but I'll definitely be in my phone. Please call me. I definitely will be more mindful of y'all. Let me just actually take it off the tripod, I guess. All right, guys, I have a caller already. Caller number one. This is my caller number two. Ew, Flash just looks so lame right here. Y'all can't even get the feel. Y'all can't even cover the feel. Maybe this looks a little bit wavier. It just looks stupid as fuck now. I'm mad. But on my show tonight, if you're just now tuning in, I have 5 followers or 5 viewers about 5 minutes ago, and now I have 8. So, I feel so lit. Caller number 2, are you here?
Yo.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Tonight's show is about ghost followers. What are your thoughts on them?
Ghost followers? I mean, shit, man. For real, if another nigga want to see just how you living life, or, you know what I'm saying, see what you're doing, you can't be mad at them. They might want the recipe to success, or, you know what I'm saying? They could be looking for a lot of shit. So you just really got to take that shit and run with it, you know. I appreciate you running up my follow account, but I don't give a fuck if you like a picture or not, nigga. You know, the show ain't going to goddamn stop.
Right. So would you consider yourself the ghost follower, or do you, like, show love? You know, what you be doing?
Oh, yeah, I show love. You didn't see my comment earlier? I get niggas sympathy likes, you feel me? Like, I like your shit just because I know you. I might not like your outfit you got on. I might not like the caption. You know, I might not like...
Exactly, just off the
shit. But I fuck with
that's
you, so I like that shit. It takes 2 seconds to double tap that motherfucker and inflate your ego, my nigga. Why not? You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was saying. But look,
if I'm already bullshitting on the app, why not?
Nobody needs to know that, too. I contradict everything I say. One moment I say that, like, I just unfollow people, and then the next minute I say I like everything. But I think I, like, genuinely do like everything. Like, a bunch of shit that I don't really like, I like it. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't nothing. Like, fuck it. I'll be lying.
Yeah. If I'm already wasting motherfucking time scrolling on the app looking at shit, it ain't going to take another extra half of a second to like your picture. If it's some of my shit, then I already follow you and I already fuck with you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it ain't no reason to keep on goddamn passing by and shit. Instagram gonna show that motherfucker to me 3-4 times anyway. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? Within the next 24-48 hours, I'm like, where the
right. That's my thing. That's exactly my point. Cause I'm just like, it's there. Like, I might as well. It doesn't cost me anything. I'm gonna give you my like. So. A question.
Yeah, okay, I got a question for you too, though, goddamn. Like, niggas have fences? Like, I had never heard nothing about no fences until today.
Fences. Now,
my thoughts. I don't know. My thoughts on them, again,
that's like
I know some really dope people who have fences. So that's why it's just like, I just can't, like, you know, I know it's just not, even though I think negatively of it. I mean, I, like I said, I just know some dope people who have them. So it's just, it can't be that bad of a thing. I don't know. And then I watched the episode of Grown-ish where they talked about it. And, you know, I feel like everybody needs to have a friend for sure. Everybody needs to have a friend that has a fence. But, I mean, me, I'm just gonna, I can just, I don't know. I just feel like, I can just do all of that from my page now. Whatever I need to do, what need to do from a fence, I just feel like I can do from it now.
Okay.
Well, so what was your question? I mean, damn, I don't even, I know for sure. I know for a fact I ain't answered the question. What was it?
Yeah, I mean, shit, I ain't know niggas really out here rocking with fake Instagram accounts and shit. Like, I know, like, motherfuckers be trying to, you know what I'm saying, catfish a nigga and shit, you know, shit like that be happening. But I ain't know it just be like a whole live sideways ass account, just the snoop and lurk. That's like police shit.
It is. But, you know, I mean, like I said, I don't know. I can always, one of my friends is always willing and down to just do whatever I need them to do on social media. So I can always get whoever to do whatever I need them to do. I would think the only reason why, because I've definitely asked my friends to, like, go look at somebody's story that I didn't want to go watch. They wasn't getting my motherfucking view, bitch. You ain't about to get my motherfucking shit. Oh, my mama ain't watching.
But, I don't know. I be forgetting to look and see the views and shit. So, like, do people
shut
really
up.
Be
no, you do.
Like,
I be going to my views. I be like, who the fuck watch this?
Man, I be forgetting. I be like, damn, I forgot I was on this motherfucker and posted that shit yesterday. You know, like, I literally forget to go look at the views and shit. But I'm still like an old head when it comes to Instagram. Like, I don't even swipe on that little spot where you can goddamn swipe and see what the niggas you follow like. Like, I ain't never used that page.
Oh, I ain't never cared about no shit like that.
Yeah, like, I barely go on the explore page and shit unless I'm trying to type up a nigga name and go pull up they shit.
Right. Yeah, no, I've never done that. But, like, okay, so good. That brings up another point. Dang, you keep bringing up points that I want to elaborate on, then I'm going to forget eventually. But anyways, so how do you feel about Instagram removing the like option?
Removing the like option? What you mean? Like, taking it away so can't nobody like your shit?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you ain't heard people talking about it?
Hell no, I ain't never. So what you gonna do, just post it so people can see it and not like it?
I need them likes. Look at you. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I need them likes, man.
I need them damn likes. I do need them likes. No, because with them likes be bullshit, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying early. Like, that's what I was saying, you know. It's only
10%. Them likes be bullshit. Like, I got, like, 1,200 followers, and I might get 100 likes on a picture. You know what I'm saying? And shit, I be appreciating that 100 and I be like, look at me out here getting 100
feeling
you know
like
what
that
I'm
nigga, right?
Fuck y'all talking about.
Right, exactly.
You know
as soon as
I'm content with
like,
that 100 bun. You feel me? A 100 bun means goddamn bitch, I'm on. You feel me?
Right, yeah,
goddamn,
right.
Now you hit me with a little 50 ball, I might be like, damn, boy, I should have did something a little different. You know,
okay,
like,
yes, I hate that. Oh my gosh,
but you hit me with that 100 bun, I'm like, bitch, I'm on. I'm at
you.
First nigga breathing on the planet.
Autographs.
Today.
I'm doing autographs and everything after that 100.
If I ain't even signing an autograph, bitch. You ain't got time for it, goddamn. That's how
I feel you.
Saying,
you really don't have time.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time for that peasant-ass shit today. But anyway.
Appreciate you.
Yeah,
there was one more thing I totally forgot. This is such a terrible show to try to do while drinking. I don't know why I do this.
I've been taking shots with you.
Oh, yeah, take a shot with me. Appreciate you for calling in. I hope you continue to listen. You got
Yeah. I'm going to be tuned in all the time. That show be tuned in. I'm going to call in. if I had something to speak about all of that, you know? Yes, sir.
It's so cool to just do something like that when you end a phone conversation. And I already have a third caller because I'm just kind of like, I'm kind of hot tonight. You know what I'm saying? Ghost followers, what do y'all feel about them? How do y'all feel about Instagram removing the like option? My second caller just said he need that like. He need them likes. He only get about 100 on a good day, but he need those. I feel you. I don't know. I mean, just with, so caller number one, when people like her, it's like, you know, people like her ass, her motherfucking ass. No, I'm playing, no. But people like caller number one, they said they don't be liking people shit. So, I mean, what's the point of having it then? If, you know, I'm sure it's like 50-50. I can guarantee it's 50-50. Caller number three, I hope you heard the beep. Did you?
Is it me?
Yes, it is. Hello? You.
I don't really get this. I don't know how it works.
No, it's you, though. You get it. You do get it. You're doing great.
It says unmuted.
Oh, it does? How do you see that?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. The last time it said, like, unmuted, and I wasn't sure, like, if that's meaning that I'm going through, but I mean, I guess.
I don't know either. I need to try calling in one day. But you are live. Thank you so much for calling. You are caller number three. This is Secret Tales of the Ghost Follower. I think I know who this is. I love recognizing voices. what do you think about Ghost Followers?
I may be the one that sound crazy, but I guess I don't really care. Like, I have, like, over 1,000 followers. I could really care less if you're just following me to be nosy or just clicking the follow button just because. I don't think I really care about it too much. I mean, I got pictures that got, 30 likes. I got pictures that got 19 likes. I got pictures that got almost 200 likes.
Right.
And, I mean, I guess it don't really matter. I mean, I show love.
I feel you. Because I read another post the other day, and it was like millennials. The reason why Instagram is considering removing the like option is because millennials. Did it say millennials? I think hopefully it said Generation X, because this really ain't us millennials. We not really like that. Anyways, it said some group of people, anytime they get under 200 likes, they just feel like they don't need, they just like delete the picture. And I was like, what? Like, that's so stupid. Like, of course you want as many likes as possible. It's cool. Like, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to feel like I'm being at all vain for wanting my motherfucking likes. But if I don't get them, then what's like returning that to the game? Like, if I like the picture, it's going to stay.
Right. My little sister's like that. If she don't get, like, at least 200 to 300 likes, she's probably going to delete it.
I guess
she's serious about it. Like, I mean, all her pictures pretty much got between 500 likes. But yeah, she gonna delete it. She gonna feel some kind of way if she don't get the likes on there. Like, I don't know.
But
maybe, and she's 24. Yeah, she's 24. Okay. So yeah, she's a millennial.
Right, yeah. I don't know. I'm 28, so maybe I'm just, like, getting up there in age, but it's definitely not that deep to me. I don't care. I think it would be good if they did remove the, like, option, honestly. Because I think it's, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think I agree, too. If they remove it, that's fine. I'll still use Instagram the same way I use it, like, I post pictures, you know, you see it, cool, not cool. And I think it also has something to do with, I think I'll talk to my sister about the algorithm as far as, like, people posting things and people not seeing it anyway. Like, most of the time, people don't see the stuff you post anyway because there's an algorithm of who sees it and some weird social media stuff.
Right. Yeah. I don't really know what it is now either. It seems like, of course, it seems like it's based off, like, who you view most, and that's who they show you the most. That's what it seems like. But either way, for me, I just feel like I could just definitely do without. A lot of people, I thought you were going to say a lot of people are actually, like, using social media for like business purposes now and like marketing. So,
and they are.
Of course. What did you gotta say?
I'm trying to get better at not cutting people off. What were you saying?
I'm sorry. No, I do too. I do that too. I said, and they do, or they say, and they are.
Right. And for that reason, I could see why you're needing that interaction. You know what I'm saying? Or you just want to see it at least, you know, like for those reasons. But anything outside of that, you know, for us people that do just use it just like a pastime, you know, we don't really give a fuck about
like with my YouTube channel. I'm sorry, first of all.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and do your drop. Do your little drop. ain't nobody ever called in to do the drop. So this is my first drop. What's your YouTube channel?
About to, but my YouTube channel is Talking Tiff.
Talking Tiff. Okay.
I'm trying to get some more content. I'm getting comfortable at home and trying to get set up with that, and then I'll be putting more content out. But yeah, social media. I do mind when it comes to that kind of stuff. Like, and even if like I would shares and likes and stuff like on my channel. That stuff kind of matters, and I mean, not so much on Instagram, I guess. I just use Instagram, like you said, as a platform to push that, to promote my channel.
Right.
You don't really have to like the post that I put, but, you know, go check my channel out.
Right. And, like, you know, even with, like, I just always, like, you know how, like, now Instagram has, like, the questions you can ask people. I'm not really into that, but even if I was, I'm always just worried that nobody's going to, like, ask me anything or just nobody's going to participate because, like, when I do the polls, so on max, like, on average, I usually get, like almost 200 views on my stories. So, and then I'll do a poll and only 20 people participate. It's just crazy. Like, I just don't really get it.
No, I feel you on that too. Like, how are you looking at it? How do you take the time to look at my story and you can't take the time to just click?
Oh my God, just click it.
Take the poll.
Like, what are you? And that's what I want to know. If you do this, if you're somebody, I'm sorry, Tiff, but if you're somebody who does not participate in polls, can you keep calling and tell me why? I really just want
to
know, like,
please,
why
don't
are you
try to hear it.
We need to know this. Like, everybody really wants to know because we just feel like it's us. And if it's just you, can you just, like, call in and say that? Like, I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. Like, that's when you just really got to put your ass and titties on Instagram just to, like, get that participation. Like, this is what you want. Like, shit.
Yeah, that kind of throws me too. Like, it's like 200 views, only like 5 y'all click the button. Like, what's really good?
Right. Yeah.
But I mean, I think you actually called number 2 about did he look at the views or whatever? Who's actually viewing it? And
did you look at your views?
I did look at them. At one point, I had a stalker, so I was like looking at them to see if the stalker was looking at it. And then after a while, it turned to something else, and I ended up blocking the person. But I was looking at it, see, I guess for that, just for that purpose, like outside of looking for that one person, I really didn't care what was viewed. I was just seeing, you know, seeing if that person was still looking. And I guess, outside of that, no, I don't look at them.
I'm looking at my views. Not like that.
I mean, what you looking for?
Right. What am I looking for? You're right. I don't really just look. Like, I don't know. Like, I just scroll through them. It's not like I just don't not. Like, usually it is related to, like, some stalker shit. I just kind of want to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's always like that. What the fuck is you laughing at? But anything else that you have to add? I'm feeling like I don't know if I asked you a question before you left. Let me see.
Well, I kind of was listening, so I kind of touched bases immediately when I got on the phone. I'm like, I kind of touched the few things that you had already asked, so you didn't really have to
did.
Work on that. Next time I call, I'm going to let you ask your questions.
Okay, let me do my thing. No, but thank you, though. Thank you for listening. That just means that you're listening. Thank you. I was going to ask, so do you follow anyone that you just kind of don't want to follow?
No, I will unfollow with the quickness.
Okay. So you're okay.
If I'm looking at my timeline, I'm like, who's this? Unfollow quick. Like,
What about like family members sometimes, right?
It really depends, like, on what you, like, especially on Facebook, like, what you're talking about, what kind of content you're posting. Like, if you're always on some weird ghetto negative shit, like, I don't mean to judge like that, but just on some weird, you know, some, nah, I'm not with it.
Right. No, I feel you. Thank you so much for calling in. You are definitely need more followers like you, Tiff. Again, everybody, sure y'all go watch, like, and subscribe to Talkin' Tiff on YouTube. Thank you for calling, girl. I hope you can continue to listen.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. I just never know what I want to say. Yeah, y'all. Can y'all call me? I have about 20 minutes left. My phone number is 718-508-9968. I want to know your thoughts on ghost followers. I think because, of course, I was just thinking about this. I follow about, like, 800 people, and I'm sure some, like, one of my followers feel like I'm a ghost follower. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I get to, like, pass out the love that I want as much as I'd like, or to everybody that, you know, probably needs it. I know people are looking forward to my likes. Are y'all? Like, is there, you know, and that's just what it is. I don't know. And see, that brings me back to a point that, dang, I haven't asked anybody this question either. Like, who am I seeking validation from? I want to call in, but my phone broke. Phone broke? No, that's not a good excuse. I don't think I'm fucking with that. I'm liking all kinds of shit. Okay, not so silly. But, yes. Call me if you can. I don't think that I'm seeking validation from anybody, but clearly it kind of sounds like I am. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I think I'm just, I'm human, and we just all want to be liked. Some of us more than others. I know it's a lot of y'all. So as soon as I said that, when somebody was like, I don't give a fuck, shut up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nobody's talking about your mean ass. Nobody's talking about you. But I do think by certain people, of course, we just all want that. So, let me know your thoughts and whatnot. Again, I give out likes, like the free things that they are. I mean, I don't know. It's free as fuck. So if I can make somebody feel good in any way about it, I definitely do so. Why don't you? I don't think, but like Jasmine said, I don't think it's necessary. Like, it's not, I don't know. It's not necessary. You don't have to do anything. Like, we all understand that. But it's definitely, why not? Like, that's the only question. To anybody that says, like, oh, why? Like, why do I gotta like everything I see? The question is just, why not? Like, That's just the only question that I have. You don't feel like it? You don't feel like doubles happen? People so funny acting. That's all it is. I think that's what I'm going to take away from this conversation, unless anybody else can prove me differently. But I just think people are funny acting. And that's why y'all are ghost followers, you know? Yeah, so silly. But yes, I think that's the real reason why ghost followers exist. You are just funny acting. Thank you for dropping my phone on here. Do y'all niggas? Oh. Well, I didn't even want to ask that. What? I felt like, because that's just like some weird shit. What does that say about somebody? When you start to like your own picture, now that's just like, okay, like, that's just like, because honestly, unfortunately, and I hope if there are, look, if you're someone that likes your own picture, call me. Tell me. I just want to understand, but I do think, I feel like there is a certain character trait of people that like their own pictures. Fucking weirdos. Not playing. That's what I think. But yeah, if you can just want to just like call me and tell me about it and why you do that. This is why I have my phone on a tripod. This is why, because it's going to keep falling. And it's not really anything I can do about it without it being just like being held up by some bullshit. Okay. But yes, ghost followers. I guess I was like, you know, and I just didn't want to admit to this. I hate when conversations just like come full circle, but I guess the reason why, I don't know, it's always, we're always, you know, it's crazy. Now this isn't I hate to call this like a traumatizing situation, but it really kind of is for me, like based off just situations. I go through my likes, I despise ghost followers, and that's why, like, it's just, I think a lot of people who just haven't really dealt with, like, I've just had people, like, you know, create fake pages to, like, watch my stuff. Like, so it's just always something that I'm mindful or just cautious about. Like, and it's kind of lame. I wish I just would stop thinking about it so much, because it starts to make me feel like I'm also being creepy, that I'm just so focused on it. But, yeah. That's my story. I hope y'all feel sorry for me. That's the only reason why I talk about ghost followers, is because people are out here trying to get me. that's what I feel like, though. So, yeah, that's my biggest thing with ghost followers. If you, of course, there's a lot of people that just that follow me that I know mean well and don't, of course, just comment on my shit all the time. And I know what's up. You know what I'm saying? I know they fuck with me. And it's no hard feelings, but it's just, it's still just the other ones though, that you just be like, what are you doing? I don't know. And then, you know, to see you at homecoming and act so fake, like, no, you don't see me now. Another thing. I think go, because like, okay. Prime example. So many people, like a lot of people that even watch my stories, like me posting my show tonight, a lot of people that watch that will still somehow tell me, oh man, I didn't even know your show was fucking Wednesday night. Like, Nick, yes, you did. Like, people love to act like they don't know what's going on. People calling me during my fucking live show. I'm sorry, y'all. But, yeah, that's where it comes from. Being hard on myself. Okay. Well, yeah, they're really just up here talking. Thank you for communicating. But, yeah, so people love to act like they don't know what's going on. Like, and they really do. And that's my whole issue with ghost followers. Like, because it's just like, you want to act like you don't know my life. But, unfortunately, but like, we're all on social media. I know shit about you that I probably just shouldn't know, just because, you know, we're just on social media and I follow you, you know? And of course, we just aren't always like filtering things just for the people that know us most on social media. We're just telling it like it is. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we end up knowing a lot about each other that, you know, personal things about each other that we wouldn't normally know without social media. So, like, why? I don't know. I just, again, feel like people try to pretend that they don't know what's going on with you when they really do. And then, or I've also been in a situation where somebody who just, I was talking to somebody that I hadn't seen in a while and they just knew everything about me. And I was just like, damn, like, this is kind of weird. Like, maybe I'm putting too much on social media. You got to come in on the show? Okay. But is this good right now? I had no call. And I told you it was going to be like.
Get a seat all warm? Dang.
Right.
What you been doing, man?
Nothing.
You just been talking?
Yeah, just this whole point of time. Just talking.
Good gracious.
I have it up here. Hopefully. Yes. Oh. I've got somebody to talk with me.
Finally. Is that, isn't I the first guest?
10 minutes.
Am I the first guest, though?
No.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Yo, where my cup at, yo?
You can drink out of the bottle.
I guess I have no choice.
Yeah. Okay, let me go ahead. But we got 10 minutes. You now, okay, so I don't know if I told you this, but I was going to do this topic originally.
Okay.
On my episode 2, which was last week. But I didn't do it because I seen this girl. She posted something. And she was like, you know, don't worry about those followers. Worry about the people that support you. It's like all corny and shit. So I was like, let me not. But I was feeling the energy that she was giving off. So I was like, you know what? I ain't even going to do a show about those followers. And then I was talking to you the other day.
Okay,
and you was like, yeah, well, you know, maybe ghost followers don't know that they're being ghost followers. So you basically, I just wanted you to know that you almost basically inspired tonight's show.
Okay.
And so I just want you to go ahead and talk about it.
Ghost followers. How I feel about ghost followers?
Yep.
I think ghost followers are a good thing. I think ghost followers are a good thing. I definitely don't think they're a bad thing. They're
I was talking about Avian. I
thought you were talking about getting close to the mic. I was like, all right.
Yeah, yeah, right.
No, but what was I saying?
They're a good thing.
Yeah, they're a good thing. It's like a necessary evil. It's like you can't have so much good and nothing bad. So you know, it's part of the game. It's part of the process.
Right.
You know, some people might not know because I ghost follow some people just because I don't even know why. Just like, oh, okay, they posted a picture. It's awesome. All right, next. It's not that I don't care or I don't support them. It's just like maybe I'm just not interested in what you're posting right now.
Ghost followers do make up the majority of your followers.
Well, what's wrong? But you need them.
Right,
you
know, exactly. That's what I'm saying. They make up the majority. So you need them. Right, we do need them.
But if we're basing everything off of numbers, though, but if we're basing things off of quality, you know what I'm saying? Numbers don't justify. Straight up. You know what I'm saying? Because you could have.
All right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
you just,
of course. That's what I was talking about earlier, right? Like, if I felt good about it, you know what I'm saying? I don't care what I get.
Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it'll come in time, you know? Just, it's like, I like ghost followers. I think they're cool, man. You need them. I don't like the ones that just have, like, that are fake pages. I don't like fake pages. Like,
yeah,
I'd rather
have
real people. Like, if they're a real person behind it, you don't comment or like on my stuff, whatever it may be, I'm cool with that. But long as you're not just, you know, another account. It's just like a dummy account.
Yeah, right. Because a lot of people are doing
it. Yeah, I don't. That's not cool.
That's weird.
But
right,
people
yeah.
buy it. You know what I'm saying? But it looks good. We look at numbers. You know, numbers don't lie. We look at numbers.
You're the first person to bring that up. People buy followers. Now my cousin, and I know he ain't watching this episode, so I'm going ahead and talk about his ass.
Good, gracious. Okay.
He bought followers, and I was just like, you know, like, but of course, like, you know, he was a musician, so he's trying to like get that image, and I get that, but it was just so lame, like it was.
But if that's because you know him, that's why it's that way. But if you didn't know him and you saw that he had 10K plus followers, you'd be like, oh, he must be doing something right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it just depends on when you catch him in the process.
So would you make the investment?
I think I can make mine organically. Like, I don't think I need to do anything. Maybe just, I think something I'll do possibly will go viral.
Right.
That's what I think. Or just, you know, just catch someone's interest.
Yeah. Right. I get you. But, of course, it's hard. It's hard to build that follower count. Of course, if you go viral, like, you know, those God-given moments, like, they don't come all the time. But if you're able to go viral, then, like, kudos. But even some people that go viral, like, they don't, it doesn't always reciprocate back to, like, their followers. Like, you know, they'll just go viral and sometimes it doesn't always get back to them necessarily. You know what I'm saying?
But, you know, I think it works, though. But, you know, it's because it doesn't go directly back to them. It affects their life. And
yeah, some,
like,
sure.
they're able to benefit somehow.
Yeah, their motivation, I'm sure. You know,
yeah.
Definitely.
There's benefits. Yeah. It might not be followers. It might be, you know, monetary gain. You might get some bread out of that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, I think that's. As long as you can take what you're doing and turn it into, you know, money or turn it into some type of investment. I know, like, yeah, just, you know, as long as you're able to make money off of it. You know, as long as you're able to profit. Because there is a point in doing it because it's something that you love. And sometimes it doesn't happen automatically. But, you know, with time, you know, it's supposed to bear fruit.
Right. I get it. I wouldn't, like you said, I would not buy any followers. But to the people that do, I understand that you have a business. That you have to run, you know, and you're trying to.
But I don't know. I think that's part of the process, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's part of the process.
Exactly.
I think it's part of the process.
Even it's not part of everybody's process, but
right.
Yeah, some people just feel like they want to take that route.
But it also depends on what you're selling, I think. Mm-hmm. I think it depends on what you're on the internet for.
Right.
You know, depends on what you're selling.
Whether you buy followers or not?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Depends on what you're doing. Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Because it could be, you know, anything. It could be, you know, selling lug nuts or something. I don't know. Or washers and dryers. Like, I would buy followers if I was selling washers and dryers. Why not?
You would?
Yeah. Washers and dryers? Yeah. Washers and dryers? It's a different type of game. It's a different... It's a different game. Like, if you're like, depends. I think it all depends on what you're selling too. Like, if it's something that you really really believe in, you shouldn't do it. But if it's something to make a flip or something like that, like a quick, buy it.
Right.
Buy
well, that's the thing. So in my cousin's situation, he's an actual artist. If it's something you're just really like passionate about, you should do it because it looks
that
good.
That too.
Right. But I just feel like if it's just some bullshit, like no.
Yeah. If it's nothing that you're. If you're not willing to invest into it, don't do it. If that makes sense, because if you're investing into your career or something that you believe in wholeheartedly, do what you got to do to win.
Right, and then if you do, I know a lot of y'all are like, "Oh, you can buy followers." Probably not. I think everybody knows that by now. But anyways, if you are buying followers, make sure you get the package to where like they reflect in like your amount of likes, because you know. So we already determined that
the numbers, you can see analytics on it.
The follower to like ratio is 10%.
Right.
So if your shit at like 5, you know, everybody gonna be like, okay, man, he might have bought those. Like, so make sure.
But not every, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I hope they're winning. I just hope they win on what they're investing in. Mm-hmm. That's make sure you win. You know, make sure you do it to win, not to just, oh, I'm just here to flex and say I don't get the followers. Like, that's silly.
Right.
That's really silly.
Okay, so I want to know. See, because I find her. I was just trying to look at my description. But I don't think that you. It's hard to believe that you are a ghost follower, because I do think that you're like.
Because I
think you're you're very.
Because I like pictures or.
No, I don't. You said that you were a ghost follower.
I think I might be. I don't know, because I don't like. Does that make me a ghost follower though? That's what I don't know. Am I the definition of a true ghost follower?
I don't think you are. Right.
Okay,
right,
then I'm not. Okay.
Yeah.
Since we're identified. Okay, then I'm good.
Right.
But wait,
right.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I know, like, you're very social. Like,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm on here with you, you know.
Right.
Definitely. It's definitely identification.
Thanks.
Winning.
Yes.
This is dope.
Really?
You going to play the game? We were talking about earlier? How much time we got?
2 minutes left.
That makes it quick. That makes it good.
Okay.
You know, close the show with something banging.
I was talking about ghost followers, and then I guess you were just like, "What is this?"
It's famous duos in history, or
whatever,
just or in life.
What
does
it remind you of, though? What's the thing that where is this? It's like the double-handed sword. Is that what it's called?
What? Say that again.
Don't have me say that again. Say it. What is it?
Sword.
Sword.
Okay, there we go. Sword. You was like, sword. What's a sword?
Is that what it's called, though? Like, when you just have to, like, pick your poison?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay, right.
Yes.
So, we have 2 minutes left. We'll go ahead and play it.
Okay, you want me to start it?
Yeah.
Okay, famous duos in history. You want to do history or you want to do, like, social media? Like, our generation.
Yeah.
Okay, can we do rap? Let's do rappers.
Okay.
Tupac, Biggie. Which one are you?
All right. I would be Tupac. I'm Tupac.
Okay, I'll take Biggie because I like East Coast. I'm East Coast anyway. Okay. Suge Knight, Diddy.
I mean, I'm just the...
So you're going to be dancing, huh?
Yeah,
you
right.
take that.
I'm definitely Diddy.
Okay, I'll be Suge. I'll be Suge. Everyone's smoking a cigar and everything. I got it.
I love that.
All right. Okay. Who else we got?
Ice Cube.
No. Let me see. Dr. Dre, or who's this? Who's he? Like another famous, I guess. You don't know. You don't know. Dude.
Producer?
Yeah, another famous producer.
Timbaland?
Perfect. Timbaland, Dr. Dre.
Oh, Timbaland.
Timbaland? Okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
I'll definitely give you that.
One. Ghost follower or someone that just overly likes, whatever that is.
Like ODs?
Yeah.
I'm going to go follow her. Like, I do not know. I was going to be able to be ODing on social media. ODing. I do not OD. No, I'm a ghost follower. I'll take that all day.
Definitely be an ODer. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. How many? Oh, I'm leaving with 6 views. This is good for me. I don't think I, like, maintain this high of a number. 6 views is good for me.
It's dope.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Thank you. This was episode 3. I'm still recording.
Yeah, I see that. I was like, am I supposed to be? I hear you talking. I'm like, this is kind of weird.
No, but I'm sitting here. I'm still recording right here. So.
So do you keep this going, or you just always stop this?
I'll stop it in a second.
Okay. I was like, man, I could have went and made a drink. Came back up.
Right.
I'm gonna talk on the blogging thing, Majid.
I am done. I got 6 seconds. Y'all, thank you so much for tuning in. I really, really love my podcast.